With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Vaccine mandates for New York City police officers went into effect this week. Meanwhile, the requirements for officers are causing debates in other places, too. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on how those disputes are playing out.
When COVID-19 vaccines first became available, many police departments were eager to get them, says Chuck Wexler with the Police Executive Research Forum.
They were getting sick. They were dying. So when the vaccine came out, many were arguing that their folks should get vaccinated first.
Police unions got involved, Wexler says, and wanted to negotiate the rules.
People aren't simply stepping back and saying, look, let's put aside all our differences, labor and management. We ought to look at this as a public safety issue and not politicize it.
Police unions in New York City and Chicago have challenged the mandates in court. UC Hastings law professor Dorit Rice says arguments usually come down to a question of harm on behalf of the public.
They're in a service profession and they interact with people that are extremely vulnerable.
Police and fire departments in New York City are bracing for staffing shortages over the mandates if employees take unpaid leave or sick time. Brian Higgins is with the John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
I think what you see in New York is going to be consistent throughout the country is as these mandates get closer, you're going to have some people that are going to really think about whether or not taking the vaccine is worth losing their job.
Higgins says it's less about the health aspect.
It's the mandate that they're having the issue with, this hard and fast rule with very little deviation or exceptions allowed.
Higgins says officers would prefer to follow the more lenient federal vaccine rule that makes exceptions for vaccination if you get tested. But according to former OSHA head and George Washington University professor David Michaels, police departments in dozens of states won't even be subject to that.
Like Florida and Texas, for example, public sector workers work in what we call OSHA-free zones. They have no OSHA coverage.
Their vaccination rules for police officers will be up to local governments. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.